and some of it has been, thanks to high-speed rail. But a new partnership may help revitalize the neighborhood. FM89's Carrie Klein brings us this story, starting with a memory of a Chinatown restaurant.
Ophelia Heme used to run Ophelia's Cocina, a Mexican restaurant on Kern Street. Her specialty? Chile rellenos, stuffed peppers.
Every other place, they have chile rellenos in the Mexican restaurants, but ours were different. They were served like in some kind of juicy sauce, and it was really, really, really good.
In 2017, it was one of three businesses Heme owned in Chinatown. But today, only one is left. A barbershop she runs with her two sons. In 2018, she closed the restaurant and a men's clothing store she had owned for 14 years.
It still hurts. If you ask me, I can cry right now. I didn't want to go.
So why did she? High-speed rail development. This neighborhood, settled in the late 1800s by workers building the railroad, is now being chewed up to make way for high-speed rail. Right now, three streets are completely blocked, overgrown, and fenced off.
Closing the streets, it just stopped a lot of business. I mean, the traffic, it cannot go through, you know, and a lot of detours and stuff like that. People get lost, get mad.
Like many of her clients from a retirement home downtown who had negotiated those streets in wheelchairs and walkers.
We could try those in purple.
Okay. Down the street, Rosie Torres of Rosie's Flower Shop is also skeptical of high-speed rail.
If they complete what they're going to do, great, you know, but I don't see any benefit to it right now, and I don't see any benefit from it coming, but we'll see.
That disillusionment is shared by a lot of folks in Chinatown.
Good to see you.
Good to see you too. I'm sorry.
Kathy Omachi had high hopes when the plans were announced years ago.
My first response was, oh, that's going to be interesting. Hopefully they talk with the community. Hopefully they talk with property owners and business owners. And I'm still hoping. This is like 5-6 years into it.
To Omachi, Chinatown is family. She now lives in Reedley, but her father was born in China Alley. Her grandparents migrated here from Hiroshima in the late 1800s, along with some 11 other diaspora who at one point settled here.
African American, Armenian, Basque, Chinese, Japanese, Italian, Portuguese, Mexican Americans, Germans from Volga, Russia, Greek and Filipino communities all called Fresno Chinatown home from about the mid to later 1800s.
Omachi runs Chinatown Revitalization Incorporated, an organization that documents Chinatown's history. She holds court in what she calls a little hands-on museum on F Street with relics of Chinatown's past, a travel chest from Japan, tools from an herb shop, and props from a Chinese opera that performed here in the 1920s. At other times, Omachi's below ground.
Are we gathering everybody? So, any questions so far?
A YouTube video shows her leading a tour through Chinatown's underground tunnels.
And the tunnels, when people talk about them, when I talk about them, are connectors that would you could take things across the street or down the alleys, which made perfect sense, and we'll talk about that as we go.
They used to link basements and businesses to gambling halls and brothels. There's a tension in Chinatown between preservation and rejuvenation, but high-speed rail construction is changing the neighborhood faster than any locals thought, and on someone else's terms. Some of that is to make way for the Fresno High-Speed Rail Station, slated to be built on the edges of this neighborhood. Some streets closed now will never reopen, while others will become underpasses. Now that Governor Newsom put the brakes on the rail's statewide plans in January, some want construction to stop now. Others want the rail to be finished, or else their sacrifices will have been for nothing. Morgan Doazaki falls somewhere in between.
I'm still excited about it coming because it's going to be in Chinatown and it's going to be great for the area. But even Newsom says 2027, and that's a long time to wait if you're struggling right now.
Doizaki owns Central Fish, a Japanese market and restaurant at Kern and G Streets. When he looks out the front door at the weedy field that used to be a thoroughfare from downtown, he sees Fresno's dark past.
It seems like where there was the red line districts before in Fresno, they just put that fence where the red line used to be. So basically they're redlining again and they're discriminating against the homeless in Chinatown.
At the same time though, he's part of a turning point. He's now the board chair for the Chinatown Fresno Foundation, which has brought in around $250,000 to unify and revive the neighborhood. and it appears to be helping them negotiate with the state. Here's Diana Gomez, High Speed Rail's Central California Regional Director, speaking at a meeting in Chinatown last Tuesday.
So I've been working with the new partnership, with the downtown, or the Chinatown partnership, to try to figure out how we can funnel additional dollars for recruiting, for advertising, redoing our signs.
Gomez tells me those additional dollars could total as much as $50,000. She says, yeah, the new foundation is giving the neighborhood a coordinated voice. Morgan Doizaki agrees.
Getting the community together in Chinatown has been a challenge, but it's also so beautiful the way it is, how much momentum it has, that people will start getting much, much more involved.
Then, maybe someday, Ofelia Heme can reopen her Mexican restaurant on Kern Street and start serving chile rellenos again.